that the question that our Maimar says all you want is a Zecher L'Migdash. So if you do a Maaseh, it's a Zecher L'Migdash. But Rav Ashi and Abaya want more. They want a Zecher for the function of the Sphira in terms of the Kviyas of Shavuos. The objective of the mitzvah. In other words, that the Sphira is Koveya, the Chag HaShavuos. So for that you need Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos Tisparach. Vehochel Chamesh Bakama Tochel Lispar Shiva Shavuos. Vyasiso Chag Shavuos L'Hashem L'Kechem Vyasis Nidvasir Choshe Atite. So, Neymar says, well, you need to say Chal HaMikdash. But Abaya and Rav Ashi?
Yeah, the Rabbanah and the Be'er Rav Ashi.
What they maintain is that you need a Zecha for the objective of the
Thank
Mikdash.
You.
For the objective in the Mikdash.
If you are the moderator...
In other words, the objective in the Mikdash was to bring about the Chag HaShavuos, to be kaveh the Chag HaShavuos. So if you don't have a Zecha for the objective in the Mikdash, then it lacks in the Zecha of the Mikdash. And the objective in the Mikdash was to establish the Chag HaShavuos. So if you just do a Maaseh Sphira, it's just the Zecha for the Maaseh Sphira that took place in the Mikdash, but not for the Kviyas of Chag HaShavuos that took place in the Mikdash.
Do you mean that that's a better Zecher or independent of
it's
the
Zecher? It's a different Zecher. It's a different, not better, it's different. And if you're going to get into better, then he says this is better, that one says that's better, you're going to go nowhere. It's a different quality. It's a different idea. In other words, is the Zecher L'Migdash simply a Zecher that there was a Migdash and there was a Maaseh Sphira?
Right.
Right, and this was
Right. Or is the Zecher L'Migdash the Zecher for the Kiyum Chalos Chag HaShavuos on Yedei Sphira?
Okay.
The objective of the Sphira.
What's the objective of the Sphira?
To be Kaveh L'Chag HaShavuos, to Kedush Sayyam of Chag HaShavuos.
What does that do with Mikdash? Doesn't it happen either?
What?
Then you have Chag HaShavuos either way, Bisman Bias, but still Bisman Bias?
No. It has to do with Mikdash, because it's the Kiyum, because the Chag HaShavuos is a Kiyum in the Mikdash.
That's correct.
Not simply a Zecher Balmor, but a Zecher for the Chag HaShavuos, the Mikdash, which was Nikva Yedei Sphira, Sa'oma. So you have to have weeks, because the weeks are Kaveh. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach.
Anything, the Chag is more tied to the week count than the day count? Like Yosef Makai?
Sure.
Because
sure.
You're inferring that because it's called Chag HaShavuos? Why is it more this after 7 weeks and after 50 days?
Because... that's the way. Chag HaShavuos. It's the weeks. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach. It's the weeks that are kaveh the Chag HaShavuos. That's why you need the weeks. without the weeks, it wouldn't be a Chag HaShavuos.
Without the weeks, you don't have Chag HaShavuos. Even though you have 50 days, the days...
No.
What are days on?
Days are units of weeks.
What are days on? And the whole thing is really weeks.
I don't know what the whole thing is. All I know is that you would not have a Chag HaShavuos without the weeks. The weeks are kaveh of the Chag HaShavuos. That's all I'm saying. Right enough to go into every area.
Now, what's the further breakdown? Whether you just do it at the each day
in right. terms of the weeks or just the end of the week?
Oh, that's just a minute ba'alma.
Right.
They are machmer on themselves to do it exactly the way they did it in Mikdash.
Right.
But that's just a chumrah.
Just the Rav Ashi holds, is it the proper way to do it?
It's a chumrah, because that really then it brings you fully back to the Zeichel of Mikdash. It's another aspect of Zeichel of Mikdash.
I mean, the chumrah was to do exactly how they did it.
Yeah,
to replicate
that's a chumrah.
To my son mitzvah.
Yeah, so that now...
That how they did it.
Now it's as if you're Bizmana Mikdash.
I see.
I mean, that's the highest you can get in the Zecher. That would take care of every
but
aspect
if you do
of
it
the Zecher.
At the end of weeks, then at least you reflect the objective that this that
the Chagash was.
Why don't you only have a sphere only on the weeks, according to the Shita, not on the days?
Oh. No, because the mitzvah is definitely days.
You have to qualify the entire period, 3 days and weeks.
There's days and there's weeks. Are they two different concepts? That's a separate question. Separate question, the days. The kima of the days is the kima of the days to create weeks, or... I'm not going to get there. All I'm saying is that you need the shavuos, the malos of the shavuos, of the malos of the shiva shavuos, in order to have a chagah shavuos. But definitely it's a mitzvah count. Days can't eliminate days. The Torah test it says that every day you have to count. Tishbuch HaMishriyam.
Right. But you're beyurning
on Mikdash, so you do the Maaseh HaMitzvah Sefiras HaOmer every day. That's the Zecher HaMikdash. Because that's the mitzvah. Mispar means you can't even count weeks. I mean, you can't eat without days. And the days become weeks, and see the way you count the Bizman HaBayis, so you have to set up the weeks from the days. And then that's the kavei of the Chag HaShavuot, because the original way they counted the days, they counted days, and then they arranged the days into weeks by units. So the question is, do you have to go that far in terms of the kavei of the? Is it the Kiyum Zeichel Mikdash in the Chag HaShavuot or in the Maaseh Sefiras HaOmer? That's the question. Okay. Okay. All right. You want to go a little further? Not that idea.
Right.
You can't really understand halacha. It's going to be a big blank, and you can't deal with it. So it's not always true that the time on mitzvah is just something that could be dispensed with.
Mm-hmm.
Has to make sense, and this way the whole system emerges.
Mm. I mean, like without explaining the time, like there's no sense to what the halacha, what's the point of halacha.
Right. Correct. You can't the psukim are contingent upon the time on mitzvah, so you can't understand the psukim. Why sefiras tied to sphere? Why sefiras tied to avah? I mean, you need a time here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you were just to say... Well,
otherwise, it's a bunch of blanks.
Is it zero? They have to be mitzira. What is that? I mean, in terms of halacha, there's no further concept than there's a zero between the two?
And then yes, correct.
And that's the halacha definition of zero. They have to be together.
Right.
And you're saying that in order to understand what's the concept, saying halacha, you're not going to get any further, you have to give an explanation of my situation.
That's correct. All right, so what are we up to here? Oh, it's in the run, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. But more important in the Derech, I think, is the Derech that we said today. That when you look at an area, you can look in terms of a mice or in terms of the objective. Those are two separate concepts. Okay. Okay, now you.
Ubargada gam kein amru bishosh amr lehem Moshe tavdu nesel lukim al harazah.
That's not when God told Moshe. He says, "Bot siachos amr shayim tavdu nesel lukim al harazah." That was a year before.
Yeah, when did they say? They said this to Moshe?
Moshe said it to them, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So apparently the learning that God said to Moshe is Elcha Osasher Achishlachticha Achiyach Asomer Shantav Demesov Kimal Arizah. But that was before the Magos.
But it's not right.
And in other words, that'll be the ultimate proof. But it seems the Medrash says, Agada says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it to them 50 days before. Mm-hmm. Right, am I right?
Yeah.
Right, I'm a lo Yisrael.
Lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Messiah Vodazo, Amalahem, Mosef Hamishim Yom, Lo Hayu Monim, Kol Echad Echad, La'atzmo, Mikan, Kabuch HaChamim, Mosfiris Omer. Kilomar bezman hazeh, she'ein anu mevi'in karbon, v'lo omar, ela machashvin, chamishim yom, l'simchas ha-Torah, kimo shemon Yisrael v'oso zman.
Right.
What's
that about? It's the opposite of Omar, right?
What's that
about? Why is that about Omar?
Yes, he says it's Avelis.
Oh yeah, right.
And he's saying it's Simchas Torah.
Right. So I mean, he according to this measure, he told them on Pesach, on Tesvav or something, on I guess the day after he left. I count to 50.
He told them. Yeah.
On the day after they left, I guess. They started counting like we did. Right. It would be Machar Asaf, right?
Right. That's right.
As soon as they were the day after they left.
Right.
So why, right, why did he wait till then?
So apparently the reason is because there's something to the 50 days, that they had to reach a higher level, and the way they reached the higher level was the simcha, that through the simcha, anticipation of the simcha, and recognizing each day that they're getting closer. So it had to do with the Kabbalah Satara. Right, it was the perfection that was necessary for Kabbalah. So. That's the matter. So what does it say?
V'zevada derech medrashu. The ikur de milsa zech lemikdash k'dam rameimar.
Right, so he says that's not really the chacham. That's not really the chacham. Stakana is not based on the medrash. The medrash is saying there's another idea there. But that's not really the halacha goes to the essence of the system.
Right. It does say we can't kabu chacham l'sfir somar.
Right. It does say we can't kabu chacham l'sfir somar. B'zman hazeh. That in other words, they're saying from the medrash there still is a kiyum in that medrash. B'zman hazeh too. Doesn't mean that's the only thing. It's like the Mishnah says, or Meir says that. What's the purpose of Nida? So that a man should not lose interest in his wife. So, the Mepharshim is not the only thing, but his Lashon is, it's only for this. It's a Lashon of Chazal, but it's not really literal.
Right.
So, here too, when they're saying about the Medrash is saying about the idea of the Simcha Sator and the anticipation of the 50 days, I mean, I think Rambam is in the Maror Vachomer.
Well, yeah. You know, philosophically, it makes
philosophical
sense. Well, what you said, because it's the whole concept of Sphira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei Olam.
Right.
And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is a metaphysical system as well. In other words, you have to first recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of sustenance, and then you can be Roy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the metaphysical right. system as well.
Now, that's correct. But all he's saying is that it's Derech Drush.
Right. That's correct.
Which means the idea has a philosophical value, right. But it's not literal. We can't cover chacham. I mean, it's a Jewish.
I mean, the logic thing is to say chalikdash, but there's a kiyam of like it's just a trying.
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas. There are ideas.
Right.
But that kiyam pertains today. Right. That philosophical kiyam pertains.
That's right. That's what he's saying. But I'll call upon him. You see the way from the fact that they say we can't cover chacham. He sees the rabbanon.
Right. That's true. And the kol makom kozen nochiyash in a sphere amshel on the bottom.
That's right. So that's why you have to read that medrash.
You're right. If it was the rice, you couldn't even say that.
Right.
Even if the derbanan is a different type of derbanan, you still couldn't. It's different.
Right. The fact that he said it's not the Lashon is alpimedrish, but the fact is, you see, that it's a Darban.
Right. If it's Rashi can say it. Right. Okay. Lufikach the kivan de midrabanan he tov lispor beyom nishan b'safek hashecha today she yu sheva shabbosos to me maslegamri.
Right.
The einze nacho she yachnes atzmo b'safek lekatchila. Why is that more of a chumuni? It doesn't say that the Raisa should do that also?
No.
He only said the Darbani should do it.
But if it was the Raisa, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, Raisa wouldn't do it. Suffer. This taste is very, very hot.
This is the Rabbana.
Plus, they don't you wait longer to count.
I see some of you notice that.
So, the Rabbana, you wait longer to count because you don't.
Where is the taste? Does anybody see the taste itself? It's in the Menachos, I say.
Tosus doesn't say this. It's a little similar. Zeichel Mekdashu Nira de Besafik Hashecha Yachel Levarech. Vein Sarech Lahamtin Achie Vade Laila. Kivan Shu Sveka de Rabbanan.
Where's that Tosus?
In Menachos.
In Menachos.
Yeah. He didn't say Tov to do it. He says, since it's the Rabbanan, you can.
Good. Read the lesson again.
Nira de Besafik Hashecha Yachel Levarech. Vein Sarech Lahamtin Achie Vade Laila. Kivan Shu Shu Sveka de Rabbanan.
You haven't mentioned to me most of
all. Well, and then he says, "Va'od, Omer, da'afilu biyom samoch lechashecha, adif mishum tmimos, gedamrinon le'el ve'en nira."
And he rejects it.
Yeah. That's samoch lechashecha. That's bayom. It's samoch lechashecha.
Counting before that.
That's not. That's either.
That's awesome. Even that arise.
Yeah. Doesn't make a distinction there.
So this whole quote is wrong.
So here he's saying Beyom Rishon.
Yeah, this is a different quote. I mean, I don't know where.
Yeah, you're right. This is Beyom Rishon.
Yes, what Tosfos says.
Tosfos
seems to say two things. First thing he says is that you can count in that since it's Drabonon, so you can count Safak Hashecha. Because Safak Drabon Makula.
Even though you're making a bracha.
That's the Mishnah Berurah brings that up, but I don't believe that's a problem because the bracha once it's nifsak halacha that this is the way it is, it's not a bracha. You make a bracha on it.
The Kriya Shema stuff. Yeah, Kriya Shema. You read the bracha again.
Right.
Even though the actual sphere is Rabbanim, but the question of the bracha could be a question of the Araisa.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say. On the Shiurim, he mentions that idea. He wants to say that if you're going to have Pachas make a Shiur, and even though it'll be the Rabbanon, we'll say Sabbana Kula, but the Bracha will be the Rice of L'Sisa.
Right.
But the answer to that question is very simple. Because once it's Nifsak Alocha, that suffers Rabbanon Kula, that's the Alocha, you can do it. And the Bracha is on the method of doing it with Rabbanon. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we do with this? I mean, let's take the fish that we have. Very good, Sean. I'm glad you looked that up. Yeah, so what does it say again?
Does it say anything on Shiurim? Any
Durban? The Mishnah brings it down by the Shiur of Kibetz or Desires on Chag HaPesach. So it brings down that if you're going to make on the Shiur, because it's Drabonon, like by Marar, so it'll be a problem that the bracha will be, but the bracha is deraisa.
What about the second day of Pesach? That wouldn't be a problem.
No, it's always going to be a problem. That's his havmi. His havmi is he looked at the bracha in its own right, and as much as no, the bracha is mature for the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Maisa Mitzvah Drabonon.
The bracha is only applicable to something that's a certain kazayas. This is less than a kazayas according to certain sheetahs, so it's a problem.
It's not the deraisa.
Right, but it's not the point. That's what I'm saying. It's no
that's
problem.
His point.
What's his point?
That's the Mishnah Berurah's point.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah's point is he's still involved in the stuff of the rest.
Because you don't have, according to the Shita's hold, you need a Shita's
hold. It's not a Shita's Kazayas, so it's going to be the Bracha Vatal.
Okay.
But he's putting the cart before the horse. Now, what's your question, Leslie?
second day Pesach, which is the Ravana in and of itself.
Okay.
So, doesn't that make it better?
Yes, it does. Right, because the brachas mit Ravana also.
Right.
That stuff is Ravana Kula, you say.
But the bracha of the first day is also the Rabban.
So then you could be.
I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I have to think about it.
The bracha of the first day is also the Rabban. Both days.
It depends. It depends on the takana of the second day. It's complicated.
But the first day is also the Rabban.
Yeah. Mar. No, but the bracha.
Mar the first day is also the Rabban.
Yeah, I understand Mar is the Rabban, but he's saying you're going to get involved in the suffering of Lo Sisa.
But it has nothing to do with the first day and second day.
No, Leslie's saying on the second day he could be Mekel in the bracha. Of course, the bracha itself is a suffix darbaran.
You not make the bracha, you're saying?
Forget about it. Let's not go off on anything. All right, let's go. You can't go off on every tangent. Okay.
You want to find this to serve or that to serve?
Let's do that one first.
Okay. Do you want to read again, Charlie?
Nira, the besafik chashecha yachol levarech, the insarach lahamtin ad shehe vadai laila, kevan shus feka darabanan.
Yeah, every day.
The ode.
Oh. So okay, stop there.
Okay.
So there he's saying Safek Rabbanu Kula. So Safek Hashecha is good enough.
Samach Bav Amud
What?
And Samach Bav Amud Aleph.
If it's Rabbanu, you can still put yourself into a Safek Lachachila.
Yeah, because Safek Rabbanu Kula.
Why you say?
So you have a chi of mid Rabbanu to count.
Right.
And now it's a Safek whether it's Yom or Laila.
Right.
So you have a right Safek Rabbanu Kula to count now.
Well, you don't say like diversification material?
No.
Like, wait.
Come on, oh, please.
No, like, just wait. Why do you have to do a stop?
Don't do that.
No, I thought you can't do that.
What else did they say?
So that's straight, though, right?
So yeah, that's straight.
Yeah.
Suffolk, Darabon, and Lakula.
Right.
So I have a chi of Darabon of the count, and it's a Suffolk with the Nazis mind, so I can make all and do it.
Good.
That's a double push. No problems with that one.
Not quite yet. But anyway.
I'm just saying this.
Go on.
Like a lot of.
But we'll assume it's the rice. You can still count right before the day. You can still count by yom. Because of tmimos.
Yeah, even before the day.
Even before the day. Yeah. What's his lesson again?
Dafilu bayom samach lechashecha adif mishum tmimos.
Okay, you know what it says?
Kedamrinam le'el, ve'enira.
Ve'enira. He says that it doesn't, it's not nearer that you can count.
Before nightfall.
Before nightfall, when you're approaching. He's learning that Ben Ashmoshis already is Allah and approaching nightfall. So you can count the moment nightfall has been, has presented itself, so to speak.
You don't think he means after
plug?
He means after
no,
the
no.
Shmasha starts?
I think he means
Shkia. Isn't that the first case then? That's just the Safi case?
It's the first case. No, but he's saying Va'od, even if you don't say that idea. Va'od, and even if you don't say Safi Zabam Lakula, so you're gonna say that because, let's say, when it's Teraisa,
right.
So still in all, you can count by Safi Chashecha. He's going on the same case. Because since you have the Shkia Sachamo, and which is the first step in the process of the actualization of Lila, so then you can count Lila, you can count the Yom already. It's Tminos. That's what he's saying. In other words, you have the process that is manifest that Lila's approaching. That manifests that Lila's approaching. So once you're in the process of the manifestation of the approaching of Lila, it's a good enough time to count. So that's a question. Can you do you need the approaching of Lila to count? Or no, you need Lila itself to count because you can't count the thing before it exists. Or no, we say that since halachically it's in a state where it's approaching, because it's in Bein HaShemashis, and Bein HaShemashis is a halachic phenomena of approaching Laila, so you can count then.
Now this would hold that even if you're outside the realm of Rabbanim, but you're the Araisa.
Yes.
So, but wouldn't you say Safik? Because
No, he's saying a different idea. He's saying that it's Vaday. That you don't have, in order to count the Yom, you don't have to wait for the Yom itself.
Mm-hmm. Even if in the Derisa context, even though there's
even the, in the Derisa frame. Uh-huh. But once you have the approaching of the Yom, it's Muksha for counting. You can make the count, that's Tmimos. He wants to know, that's the idea of Tmimos. That Tmimos means it's an extra Kiyom, they can count the whole day before the day starts, and you'll have a Kiyom of Tmimos because of what? Because of the fact that you can count the moment halachically it's approaching. Not a bad idea. So he's learning that that's the Xeris Kus of Tmimos. The Xeris Kus of Tmimos is teaching you that over here it's different than everywhere else.
Right. You wouldn't say this idea by another idea that requires Vada and Lila. It's only because of the Xeris Kus of Tmimos.
Well, that's not. This idea is expressed by Hanukkah. The Shulchan Aruch brings down if the guy's Torah the mitzvah, that he can light his candles while it's Odbil Yom.
But here's L'Chachil, it's better off. It's that's if he's Torah as a heter.
Yeah, but we don't pass him on.
What?
You mean you have to plug a mincha?
Yeah.
Different
counts. Different type of counts. Tmimos. It's a different type of counts.
Well, so what is the idea? I mean,
the idea is that the counting over here is from the time it's approaching, so you can count the whole day before it starts.
Qualifying the whole day.
But the approach is not the day.
What?
You call it Torah Kula.
I know, but this is not called Torah Kula. This is a specific halacha of Tmimos. It's telling you how to count the day. It's a separate halacha.
The whole day you have to qualify.
Yes.
Why is it more of a qualification of the day if I did it 10 minutes earlier than before?
Because it's Tmimos. The count is before the day. If you count by Lila, the day you're going to be counting.
Tmimos really modify the units of the whole counting. And
that's
each one.
Right.
But each unit of the counting goes from when it's Vada Laila. In other words, why is the first day?
That's the way we learn. But that's not what Tosfos says.
That's what Tosfos going on the entire time.
That's about just striking it off.
So Tmimos is just a cause for the first day?
Tosfos doesn't hold this way, but he holds as a possible theory.
I understand. According to
and it's
approach.
A very good possible theory, because what it's saying is the counting over here is different. You want to count the whole day, and you don't want to miss any part of the day. And the moment you enter the day, you're going to miss part of the day. So therefore, the count has to precede the day. That's what he's saying.
Do you think it means every day or just the first day?
Over there, Tyson seems to say every day.
Yeah,
I mean, he hasn't specified.
But he was talking every day.
Yeah.
Until the thing exists. That's a plain logic. But what's the idea? What's the other idea? That what?
Well, if you do it when it exists, you already missed the first minute or two. You didn't qualify the whole period.
That's true.
At least you counted.
You're lacking Tmimos.
That's I understand that.
Yeah,
but just because
you.
Of that, how do you make it possible?
The last possible moment.
What
do you say? You say how you
get the last possible moment.
No, you're not. He's going to say
it will be.
It's mashma bayom plaga mincha. You get
yeah.
Do you do that? Do you change the lashon according to that?
Which lashon?
When you say hayom yom achad ba'omer, you say hayom yia. You say
yom.
You say yia will be, or you say
no.
You say it is.
Hayom, the hayom is pointing to the day that's about to.
This day, then I'm counting.
The day, not today.
What is the difference in counting in the definition, whether I say you can count before or you have to wait till the day?
Yeah.
Because the plain logic would seem to be you have to wait till the day. What's the logic of counting before? It must be, you must have changed something.
Right. Can you say that you have, I think you have to say it's like the Gavra sees the Yom approaching. So he's like, he's counting like his exactly. The day's not here, but he can see it because he's samach to it. So like he's exactly, he's counting his anticipation of the day coming.
Anticipatory.
So if you're counting the gavra's anticipation, if it's like the gavra counting, so then he can count as soon as he sees it approaching, even though it's not present. It's not counting the cheft itself, but it's his anticipation of it is enough to qualify.
He's counting his anticipation?
He's counting his anticipation.
It's the first day I'm anticipating.
No, he's not counting the anticipation.
In other words, if the din is to count off the day, like to check me off, so then you can't do it before. And you can't do it before because you got to wait until the day exists in order to count it off. But if it's to give the day a count, so then you could do it when you're approaching.
What do you mean, give the day first?
Give the day a count, a number. Apply a number to the day. So then when it's approaching, you can apply a number to it.
What about the rest of the sphere? Should be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, easy thing.
Oh, really? It's not just the first day?
Yeah. Oh, that's the other one.
In other words, is the halacha to give the day a chaloshim yom echad, or is the mitzvah to count off the day? This is one day. If it's counting off the day, you can't do it until it actually happens. But if it's to create a chaloshim on the day of number, so then as it approaches, you can do it.
That's what we said in the past.
That's what we said in the past?
Yeah.
It sounds like what you said.
Good.
Why do you need to exist in the day in order to check it off? If you go the way that it's like you're checking off the day, why do you need to exist, to have existed in the day? You
can't check anything off unless it exists.
Well, like you did
it's striking it off.
Right. You're striking it off.
But in the future, you can assign a designation. This will be...
Right.
Assigning a designation. This will be day two.
Day as a Yom Echad.
This will be day three.
Right.
So assigning a designation you can do in the future.
Proceeding. Right. Immediately to the next
step. But checking off, you can't until it's...
That's correct.
So if you can assign something in the future, then why do you have to wait until it's
summer? That's correct.
No, you can't just do it in the future. Right? It
has to have some shaykhus.
Yeah, you can't.
Look at the calendar.
Yeah, go ahead.
It has to have some shaykhus.
The day has to actually be approaching. Halachically, in order to do that. Otherwise, how are you going to do it?
Either the day exists right now or doesn't exist now.
Yeah, but there is a concept of approaching.
Like you observe it.
From the time of... Plag Amencha, so it has a din of approaching. Now let's see what happened with this guy. He has a different place with him.
You want to do the Tosfos on the Ran, or we're just going to...
He apparently has a different place with him.
Yeah, maybe there's a lot. Am I checking other
toes?
I remember he's. And then Shlomo reminded me of the taste of it. That's right. It doesn't serve it.
Is it Tosis or Russia? I'm not close
enough.
That's
right. Yeah. Between us, because Mana says, Shumi Rabban, it's from the Sweet of the Rice.
So according to that, you'd be able to daven marah.
But he admits that if it's good.
Right,
just saying, you can't get three months
then, it's not, then you're not being machmir yourself in a suffix for no reason at all.
Right, it's the opposite.
But that is a machlokes. Okay.
So then he would, according to Tosi, he's saying you can universalize that by every suffix to Arvanan. So you can daven marav immediately after Shkia, according to that.
Yep.
You have to wait 18 minutes.
Exactly.
That's great Tosi. That's wonderful Tosi,
yeah. That's a good thing. But how... So he's saying that it's a very weird thing that the Ran is quoting, because it'll come out that you're going to be more machmer by Drabbanan than by Deraisa.
Right.
For the Kiyam Tamimos.
Yeah.
Because you could.
It's wild. I mean, that's wild.
There's a logic to it, though. I mean,
You know, this,
I know, but it's not a good one.
He didn't say it's crazy, he just said it's wild. There's a difference.
Just a second, just a second.
I mean, it is a little ironic.
This seems to really justify the place. That sounds crazy.
why do you think it's so crazy, Eric?
I mean, here you have a din derabanan, and you're telling me that you're taking a derisa of tamimos, and you're saying that this derisa of tamimos could be fulfilled only in this case with derabanan, and on the derisa you can't even fulfill it. And it doesn't make sense.
It's pretty ironic.
Because according to Tosos, derisa you never really get the key of tamimos.
That's right.
You can't just say it's quantitative, and the more you can get, the better.
Right.
No. Like, you're saying koydus tosos tamimos only means if you really count it at that banish mashos, otherwise there's no key in tamimos?
Right. Yeah, he's saying this
thing. Because it's a quantitative. Tamimos sounds like it.
It's a quantitative. In other words, but I am.
He's saying it's quantitative. It's either you have it. Totally or not?
But if you isn't that quantitative? Because you start it, in other words, if you do it, then it shmushes. The most recognition of the day that you can't.
Right. But so you do it, you know, 10 minutes after six.
Right.
It's not coming.
Yeah, because.
It's not coming.
I understand why it's not coming. Because you don't have, till the next day, you don't have 23 hours and 40.
Okay. And the thesis is the spurious thesis, anyways. Right?
If you had a bad gear set, it's hard to work on if you're not sure if it's ready or not.
Very much. He's clearly saying that the count mid rabbanim is a completely different count. It's not a count mid rabbanim which is a drabonon of the count deraisa. The tesis.
Tosos is saying that.
Yeah, so therefore the tmimos is going to set itself up in a different way. Let's go. It's too far. Too far. Right. Too much speculation. Let's take that one.
Elikosha sefer balayla tmimos karina bar. According to the Ran, so long as you do it, tum means counting at night.
Day and night and day, yeah.
So tum just means having both time periods?
Yes, both components.
Okay.
Avo
Harambam Zal Kosa Perchas Mechas Minu Safim Shemitzu Zushas Yisomer Mutelas Al Kol Ish Mi Ish Yisrael Bechol Makim Chosman. The sphere lays out. The Amimar lo have money shavuot. Who the sphere lays zecha mekish ba'amu. But the figure how you put your atzma meshavos. Avo inach the rabbanan. Have money yomi v'shavuot. The kain malon kavasai who sphere lo drizman is ederaisa.
The Ram didn't want to learn the machlokes the way we're learning it.
Right.
So he held. The Rambam held clearly that if it's just zecha mekish, the mice is enough. So what is Rav Ashi and Abaya, right?
Right. Right. What are they arguing about?
Yeah, what are they arguing on? Right. What's their svar? So he says this. The Ran is definitely right. So he says so. It's the Rambam held. It's muchach from that position that they can't hold this Rabban, because if it were the Rabbanon, it would be enough to do the Maisa. The mice is enough for the zecher, and the weeks wouldn't need anything like the idea that we were grappling with. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Rambam holds. Interesting. Rambam held is going to be clearly that as long as you have the mice sphera, you can't add to the zecher. He didn't like that idea. Okay. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he held that according to Abaye, you got to say that what. That's the only. That's your only possibility.
And what's the mechayev?
The only alternative.
And what's the mechayev sphere? That's the raisa. It's not the carbon, right? It's
That's correct.
Man.
That's correct. Yeah, that's okay.
So you could also learn Ravashi that the Chumra Ba'alma is what Ravashi meant, right? That you have to count the weeks every day, because that's what it was, Bismatabayas.
Right. Is that how Rambam counts?
I think so. In the Sefer HaMitzvos. Yeah, and it's very clear in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
Yeah, why?
It says that it must be that you count the days, that you count the weeks every day. Because if you were to count the weeks only at the end of the week, then it would be a different mitzvah, and you would say a different bracha of Al Sfiras Shuvos.
Al Sfiras Shuvos.
Yeah.
Do a
separate count.
Yeah.
Now it's intertwined.
Yeah.
The Yom and the Shuvos are intertwined.
Kind of answers that question we were dealing with a little bit. What's the relation between the two counts? I'm saying they are related. Day counts and the week count are not two separate counts.
Right, not two separate counts. Right, so it's not totally Bakar. It's not totally Bakar.
Tom, the Zman, Zmanakar. Yom HaKrivim, this was called Misham Yom HaKrivim. The Yom HaKrivim is...
Well, you're talking about Biskrov, wasn't it, right?
There was a Chaim on that. There was Biskrov quotes of Chaim.
That what?
But that it's... What the
Oh, that it's the day in which... It's still Tati Karban.
Because it's Kitcha... Look, Kitcha Vasalabo. It's still the Yom HaVad. It's still a Din of Vasalama is not the same. It's not the same.
And then he goes, you do have this bracelet that the Rif quotes.
That what?
It's start to the carbon.
You're right, now Rav Chaim is a green start to the carbon.
I'd like to take a look at that.
Do you want me to read it?
You got it? Good.
Yeah. It's the Rama Michos Tminu Safim, Pasuk to Mitzvah Sphere Somer, Hum Mina Torah Gamas Manazeh. V'cheimor Lashon Harif. Okay. I guess the riff is also... Okay. V'tzarchin mikamar didanda meimar amar zeicha mikdashu v'ayin benose kelim to see how badly they went off the derech. V'agrach tirets b'halo tzarch bir d'vir gemara d'atu im lo yakrivu omer t'ibato metzah sfiras omer v'akarchach tzarch lomer d'hu mishum d'kivan d'charav hamikdash u'bato dina akrava. The kach but lagam mitzvah sfira. Avol pshita de lo tali b'maisa hakrava b'poel. El de kivan de batal din haomer zehu mevato gam mitzvah sfira. Avol eno tali b'maisa im hakrivu omer lo. Ulefizet tzach lomar de hacha ariya liba demanda amer de kedushas hamikdash lo kitchu vasilava. I guess a meimar the mishim hachi kivan de batal din hakrava zomer batal gam mitzvah sfira hatluya ba. Avalman damer the kitchen loss of love though, shepherd and heges mitzvah sphere gabbis manazet. After the poel imak riven omer, ains in mevatel as han mitzvah shel sphere, kiven the efshel hakriv ulikayim dinakrav. Vimkin a rambam the pasuk behilchas bias beisa bechira, the kedushas mikdash lo batlo avichom hakriv is manazet, imkin mitzvah sphere nami lo batlo menatorah.
I mean, he's saying you can't count it as a Yom HaKrava unless it's Roy. I mean, even though the day is designated for HaKrava, and even if you say, but this Batla, it's still not considered a day designated for HaKrava?
Not if you can't remark it.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You have to say that it's that's still a possibility.
That's good.
What does that mean? There's still been, you think you really could be mocked of it?
Yeah. Kitchu, Kedushas and Mikdash Nabo. After we shall horror, we do shall so.
We sing a Mamre Holds it was.
But there's no recognition that,
Since that's my focus.
Wow. I'm taking it to an extreme.
Well, Mamre definitely is holding.
He's in Zekhov.
Or he's rejecting this far that it's totally on the Maisa Krava. Why is that? Why could you?
That nobody holds.
Why is, how does he, what's wrong with that swara?
He doesn't like that swara.
I know he doesn't. Right. That's what he's just saying. It's impossible to say by his holding.
Right.
Why not? What's the...
It's not a... Because
of pussing and curses.
Yeah,
young.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but if you weren't mocking, it's not the only fault.
I know.
Yeah, he does nothing.
I know. They say the stencils also, you can do that all the time. According to they say it's also there too. Maybe it says it.
It's also
the Rechaim on the Shas.
The Rechaim and the stencils.
Yeah, it is. It is by
Benatos.
I saw that the other night.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's in there also.
That if you go, because the Brisa, the roof rings down, it's Tolet and Karban. Very hard to say that by a hell it's not Tolet and Karban. So what is it? So you see, he holds that Kitchulos of Lovo. It's very good. I mean, otherwise we're in big trouble. You're going to have to work out a whole different concept and sphere song.
You want to hear in here, Avi?
Yeah.
Okay. Nirshiv emes pasuk ha-meimar. Bava kidusha shnia lo batla, velo batla kidusha samikdash. Vim kein din ha-krava yish gamiz ma'anazat. Ulachi ha-vi daraisa. Daha ha-sphira belayla rak shitzarech la-ha-karban.
Did he say in the beginning said pasal kamemar?
Yes,
it does. No, it doesn't.
The student's not as good as the other grades. Okay, we can't say yeshavar had isid benoy patan.
He said he passed like a kamemar.
Yeah, that's what
it
says in there.
Okay, it does.
Well, he says the question was the kasha lam pasak or abundant ravashi udlo kamemar she inik klali halachos. That's what he asked the question. You should pass like your wife has like a.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right? So he's saying that he is passing like a Meymar.
Okay. He is.
This is Rukhaim. Yeah. He's passing like a Meymar. Okay. Darei Kedusha Shnia lo batla, velo batla Kedusha Mikdash. Vim kein dina krava yesh gamiz ma'anazet. Oh, I understand. Ulhachi derei said, Don sphere belayla rakshit sarach la karban. Vam Meymar sover de batla. He's not, I think it's not like this. A Meymar and a Bai are arguing about whether you have the mitzvah was to count days or to count days and weeks. Now, Meimar just holds it, because since he holds his batal, Meimar holds the whole thing as a Zeich HaMikdash. But they're still arguing. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, it's a Yishabar.
Why ask me if it's complicated? It's very simple. Otherwise, he's saying, hey, just forget about it. In other words, he's saying that a Meimar holds that you can't be marked with the carbon today. So the carbon is not chance. So it must be Zechol Mikdash.
And days are enough.
Right.
And once it's Drabon and Zechol Mikdash, there's no way of saying that adding weeks is going to do anything for you. Okay, and the Rambam maintains that according to Abaya, that is deraisa. You can't say it's a new deraisa that's not totally in carbon, because the bright size is openly totally in carbon. So you have to say kitchula loss of lovo, and today you can mark for carbon too. Yeah. And it's not, and even bismana bias is not totally the mice being marked, because if it were, so then bismana zay couldn't do it either, because bismana zay would, even though kitchula loss of lovo, there's no mice brava. So therefore he says that even there's not a bias, it wasn't totally in the Maisak Rava. But it was totally in the Chovasak Rava. So you still have the Chovasak Rava Bismana saying you could be Makrif. It's just you're not doing the Maisak Rava, but the Chovasak Rava is there. So since the Chovasak Rava is there, so the whole Indian of Sphere Omer being tied to Akrava Omer and the whole Bryce, everything is fine.
And you can't call it a Chovasak Rava if there's no Kedusha today.
No,
because it's an impossible thing, Mekayim, so you don't call it a chovas.
Yeah, well, what kind of chovas? Okay. I mean, there's no mikdash. It's only be a chovas when there's a mikdash.
Mm-hmm.
You need that condition.
Right. There's just one line in here. I don't know if you can. It just bothered me, but he's trying to explain like a difference between nisach hamayim and like this. He says yeshlom the barava by makom mikdash v'shayach gam as manazat mash inki nisach hamayim the by mizbeach.
So, therefore,
So if all I understand, so he's saying that Nisach HaMayim is not Shaykh Bezman as that. Even if you say Kitchu Shai Kitchelas Alavo, Nisach HaMayim needs Mizbeach.
Doesn't Korban need Mizbeach?
I know, so it bothered me. It doesn't Mincha, like the
Havasa. Maybe it's a Katsiris HaOmer.
Forget it. Okay. All right, so you want to look at the next one.
Continue in the Narana?
Yeah, let's finish the Narana.
If the next is
the only one. The only thing we couldn't do in the Narana was we couldn't answer the Tesis. But like Shlomo showed us, the other Tesis doesn't say that we're able to find the other Tesis in the Narana.
Right.
Okay, so good.
What is this tomorrow
going? That's it.